intelligent conversation about this umbrella cockatoo starting off the next hour right now. Stay tuned for Martha's four-step flea plan. And Vet Sunday continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Martha with another Animal World tip. With the warmer weather coming, something I'm sure we'd all rather not think about, fleas. But if you want to keep fleas off your animal friends and out of your house, and if you'd prefer to do that holistically with all natural stuff rather than with toxic chemicals, now is the time to get prepared and start paying attention. The good news is, it's not difficult or majorly time-consuming to keep your animals and living environment flea-free, naturally. But you do need to know what you're doing, and there are four steps involved for complete success. Step one is preventative and involves making your dog or cat friend unattractive to fleas. Fleas are not attracted to healthy animals. They like animals that are unhealthy and physically out of balance, and one of the most important factors keeping your animals healthy is what you feed them. I recommend you start by feeding the highest quality, all-natural diet you can. This can consist of processed, dry and or canned, dehydrated, home-cooked, raw, or a combination of several of these types of food. Whatever you choose to feed, I suggest you add the Missing Link supplement to provide what's missing in the foods themselves, especially the omega-3 and 6 oils, essential for healthy skin. For critical flea months, say May through October or November, you can add a supplement to your dog or cat's food to help repel fleas. Bodyguard, a yeast and sulfur formula, and Vetline, yeast and garlic, are two products that I have found to be successful. Some animals may require additional supplementation to be healthy, like antioxidants, probiotics, or digestive enzymes. A good holistic veterinarian can help you get this right. The better you feed your animal friends, the healthier and less attractive to fleas they're going to be. Step two is to get rid of fleas on your animals and then keep them off. At this time of year, unless your situation is an unusual exception, you have no fleas on your animals yet. So right now, this step is all about paying attention and prevention, so the fleas don't get a jump on you and get established in your home and yard. If you allow your animals to leave your environment or take them off your property, especially if it's to a potential flea area, like a dog park, it's a good idea to spritz them with a natural herbal flea repellent spray. My favorites are products made with Erigeron, also known as fleabane or neem. You can get these products from holistic vets or naturally inclined pet stores. I spritz Annie Golden Retriever before we go to a questionable area, and sometimes again before we come home. During flea season, which begins any time now, it's a good idea to do your regular flea checks on all your animals. Running a flea comb through your dog or cat's fur is one way to check. Comb down the middle of their back, be sure to comb around the base of their tail and also around their neck and chin. Another way is to roll them over and check their bellies, watching for fleas. For dogs with heavy coats, too thick for a flea comb, have them stand up, facing the same direction you are. Stand over them, and starting at the base of the tail, run your thumbs backwards through the fur, up the back to the neck, looking for running fleas or flea dirt. Flea dirt is tiny black specks made of dried blood. If you suspect you found some flea dirt, crush it on a wet paper towel. If it turns red, it's flea dirt. Time for a thorough flea combing. Remember to have a bowl of soapy water ready to dump any fleas you find into. Repeat this once or preferably twice a day until the fleas are gone. You might prefer to bathe your animal friend to kill fleas instead of combing. No need to use flea shampoo with insecticide. Any mild shampoo will kill fleas if you leave the lather on the animal for 2 to 3 minutes. Be sure to supervise and do not allow your animal friend to lick any of the shampoo. Step three is to get rid of fleas in your house and keep them out. If by chance you're an exception and have fleas in your house now or in the future, my first choice to get rid of them is Fleego, a safe powder you sprinkle on floors and fabric that dehydrates the fleas. It's available at any good pet store. If you do not have any fleas in your house now, just follow the rest of my four-step flea program and you won't get any. Step four is to get rid of fleas in your yard, and this is probably the most important step of all. Keeping your outdoor environment free of fleas is truly the key to keeping fleas out of your house and off your animals. Now, you only need to do this step if you had fleas on your animal friends last year. If you did, then it's critically important to spray your yard with beneficial predatory nematodes. That's beneficial predatory nematodes. They are microscopic living creatures that eat the larva of fleas. They also do crane flies. They come in suspended animation, so to speak, and come alive when you mix them with water and spray the grassy and dirt areas around your house and yard. Because these nematodes are alive, you must wait to spray until the outdoor temperature is consistently above 50 to 55 degrees. Spray just before a rainfall or in the morning or evening and water them in well. They last about 6 to 8 weeks, and if you've had a serious flea infestation recently, you may need to spray twice the first year. The good news here is that once you get those fleas out of your outdoor environment and you practice step one and two, you won't have to spray the nematodes every year. By the way, you can buy the nematodes at garden supply stores, some pet stores, and feed and grain stores. I know you may be thinking how much easier it is to use what I call the chemical quick fixes, like the liquid spot-on products, pills, or injections. And you absolutely can do that. It's your choice. But it is my opinion that these products can be dangerous to both our animal friends and our environment. And I think if you knew what I know, you wouldn't use them. Okay, so there you have it, Martha's four-step flea prevention program. And if you need more detailed help or clarification, call me, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that'll bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Hey, it is the first Sunday of May. Happy day after May Day. And hard to believe, but and actually, it's kind of a gray morning out there. And
I don't think we're going to get the sun today.
Doesn't kind of look like it, does it? No, it's a little bit lighter. The clouds are a little bit higher. But yeah. we are still alive and well, although a little on the tired side. It is Vet Sunday. Dr. Doug Yearout is here from All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. And Doug, you and I discussed in the elevator coming up here. Neither one of us slept well last night.
No, it was a dark night, and it lasted a long time.
And how about you, Valerie? Did you sleep?
Oh my gosh, I didn't sleep at all last night.
So, okay. So, all right. So, there's three asleep at the switch here. We need you guys to keep us awake and going. So, it is Vet Sunday. We are going to get back to Peg and Olympia and discuss her sick umbrella cockatoo. And then we have open phone lines. We have had, Connie called in.
Connie.
And we are going to be getting Doug's opinion on rawhide, milk bone, and Vitabone. So that will come up next. And let's see. We are opening the Animal World Prize Closet. We've jerry-rigged it, and it is open. So we have got...
I don't even know why I sat down. I should just...
Yeah, Valerie, you should just put on your track shoes, baby, because you're going to be running back and forth. And now, we did establish, though, when we were fooling around with Pat Cashman, you know, a couple weeks ago, that you can answer the phone in here, and we really can't hear you on the air. I know you don't like to, but you can, because it really didn't interfere. Now, see, she can't do that.
If you call in and I put you on hold, just stay there. And
wait
for
her to get in there. Yeah. She's getting her track shoes on. And at any rate, we have two copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. So it's a great book and a lot of things you need to know. We also have two copies of Dr. Al Pluckner's book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. They will be available until noon. And if you would like to win a copy of one of those two books, you can give us a call. And lines are open for the rest of the day. We're entertaining your animal medical care questions. And the local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And if you are outside of our local calling range, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com anytime while we're on the air. So let us welcome back for the second time today Peg from Olympia to Animal World, and then Valerie, you can check on our other caller. And folks, if you want to call in and win books or get in line to talk to Dr. Doug, call now because Valerie's going in the other room. All right, Peg, good morning. Welcome back to Animal World.
Howdy.
Let's see. We were discussing you have an umbrella cockatoo.
Two-bird.
Two-bird?
Two-bird is his name.
Two-bird.
He's named himself.
Ah, cute name, Two-bird. And he has had some ongoing health issues. You said he was a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
He has some pieces of metal in his gizzard.
Yes.
And I don't know.
And it's considered inoperable. It's just too much to get out.
Well, and I didn't know. So I always thought gizzards were in chickens.
No, birds all have gizzards.
All right. Well, yeah. What's a gizzard?
A gizzard.
I eat them, but I don't know what they are.
Well, it's a muscular portion of the stomach. It comes after the stomach. It's sort of a place where, because birds don't have teeth, they don't chew their food. So the gizzard acts like the chewer. So they eat some gravel, and then the food goes into the stomach, and then it goes into the gizzard, and it starts to grind up.
So that's how the metal would get into
the
gizzard.
Like a mortar and pestle for a bird.
Something that the bird ate, and that's how it would get into the gizzard?
Well, birds like to pick on things, and especially shiny things, and he probably got into something some time ago, and the metal lodged in the wall of the gizzard as it's grinding.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a pretty smooth wall, though, so it's possible that that stuff could still be kicked out of there if you try some other
technique. We spent 2 weeks trying to do it. So
yeah, what did they do?
Gavage fed him peanut butter and all kinds of sticky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't move. It didn't move at all.
Right. And then you said just a week ago, Peg, that the bird lost its voice.
Yeah.
And so you've cultured, and there was a fungus present?
They didn't find a fungus.
Oh,
they found a bacterial pneumonia, I believe.
Okay, and that's kind of where we left off in our discussion.
Mm-hmm. Where I'm going with this, I'd like some suggestions, first of all, some natural ways to do kind of a chelation on him.
Mm-hmm.
And also some natural ways to boost his immune system, because this has apparently just undone his immune system.
Oh, absolutely. Zinc is a really heavy toxic metal.
Well, we're talking to the right guy.
Yeah. Now, Two-Bird is a terrible eater, and it might be because of all that metal in his gizzard. I don't know. He will willingly eat some apples, some nuts, a little orange, some seed. He's offered a healthy mash diet daily. He is now, after 5 years now, he just throws it. He he'll eat an occasional pellet. He only likes the Harrison treats. He gets four of those a day for some D3. He gets some natural pellets. He might eat an occasional rowdy bush, but that's about it.
Mm. Is he losing weight?
No, his weight's okay. He's not fat, obviously, but he's not. He hasn't lost much weight, unless it's been in the last week or two.
How big are the pieces?
I think they look like they almost look like zipper stuff. Like
oh, little pieces teeth. Of zipper. Sure, sure. That might be why they're stuck.
Like.
They might have hooked into the gizzard.
Yeah.
So they're the size. They're actually the size of a little zipper. So
I think they are.
A couple of millimeters long.
Yeah, Dr. Onorati said he wasn't sure because it's probably worn away. So there's, you know, it's just speculation.
Right. So what first thing I would do is to get some good pigeon gravel. It's, you know, nice sterile pigeon gravel that is fed mineral. It's called mineral grit.
Mm. So it's not a gravel, it's something that pigeons eat? I mean, you're not talking like rocks.
When you go to the pet store, they always sell gravel to you. They want, you know, so you can put it in the bird's dish. But I want you to get bigger pieces, so go to the feed store and get some pigeon gravel.
It's for
mineral. The bird eats it's the oyster shell grit and that other things added to it so they can get their minerals from it.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I've already got him on Montmorillonite.
Uh-huh. The
clay?
From
California Earth Minerals, so it's more of the mineralization instead of just the detox.
No, this is just grit. You know?
Okay,
it's a certain size.
All right.
And he may or may not eat it, but you can offer it to him. And if the size of the grit is bigger than the size of the piece of metal, a lot of times it'll exchange itself. It'll kick it'll kick the metal out of there and also... you know, then keep the grit, and the grit will eventually go too. But also, it'll help grind it up quicker, so you can get it out of there.
Okay.
Better to have one big blast at once than a whole little bit of blast for a long, long, long time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right, and then I would use transfer factor to stimulate his immunity. If you can put it in the water, if he's drinking well, and transfer factor, it's called Stress Pack. It has minerals, it has vitamins, it has probiotics in it, it has different kinds of Chinese mushrooms to stimulate immunity, it has the actual transfer factor itself and rice bran, all kinds of factors to stimulate immunity.
Okay, I was giving him the transfer factor classic. That's not the right one.
Is that the one that gets mixed in the water? That's a capsule, correct?
I was actually putting it on his apple.
Okay, is he eating it?
Yeah, he eats apple.
Okay, so he's getting plenty of transfer factor already then?
I was giving him the classic. Uh-huh. Is the other one better, the stress pack?
It's got a few more things in it, but if he's already...
Okay, I can get that.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay, good. And it's hard when a bird doesn't eat very much. You have to use the things that he does like and mix things up with it. So does he like applesauce or squash?
No luck with squash. Applesauce might work.
Okay, and I didn't hear you say carrots either. You can.
Oh, he does eat carrots. He does. He will eat a carrot.
So
he likes carrots.
What you could try to do is to grind up a fresh vegetable or a fresh fruit that he likes, and make some fresh applesauce or some fresh carrot sauce, and then you can mix other things in there with it. And I would try to get him to eat more of the. You said he was only eating four Harrison treats a day. I'd give him more than that. That would help fortify his diet if he ate more than four, or does he only want four?
It had so many sweet things in it, I was a little afraid of all that.
Yeah.
More than four would be okay?
More than four would be okay, but you can also take the Harrison pellets or the Harrison mash and mix it up with your carrot sauce or your applesauce or whatever sauce it is.
Okay.
Try some sweet potatoes. Cook sweet potatoes and make a sauce out of that, too.
Yeah.
That's a really good way. I would try birdseed sprouts. Take his birdseed and sprout it.
Oh, he won't touch sprouts.
Oh, you tried sprouts?
I get the really evil eye on that one.
But have you ever given him birdseed sprouts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've germinated.
Okay.
I've sweated blood over feeding this silly bird.
Yeah.
He eats air, I think.
Well, the fact that he hasn't lost weight, that's good, because heavy metal zinc toxicity can be a really bad. Of course,
I know.
There's other things you can do for. I would use a good homeopathic remedy for him, too, that makes his body do what it needs to do to get stronger.
Okay, suggestion?
Well, we'd have to talk a little longer on that. That's going to take us about an hour, but there's some things called, is he more irritable than normal, or is he is his normal mental self?
No, he's fine.
Uh-huh. There might be a thing called Nux Vomica that's helpful for toxic things. Pulsatilla, there's a whole bunch of different ones we could talk about.
So it sounds like that, I know, because Peg is so knowledgeable and works so hard to help these animals. Sounds like, Peg, that the best thing to do would be to set up a phone consultation with
I'll
you,
do that.
Dr. Doug.
I'll do that, yeah.
And because you can get over-the-counter homeopathic remedies, you know, and we've talked about some on the air today, but if you've got a serious problem like this going on, you're much better off talking with someone with Doug's expertise. And it takes a while, don't you? You have to talk and find out a whole lot more information to be able to, because there's, what, hundreds and probably thousands?
There's over 2,000.
Over 2,000 homeopathic remedies to choose from?
Every one of them has their own little vibration, a little bit different than the other one, you know. But I have to find out what the whole picture looks like, the whole iceberg, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
Not just the things that are poking up out the top.
All right. Okay. So for Peg and for anyone else that would like to do a phone consultation, or if you want to see Dr. Doug in person, it is All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. Well, test Martha's memory here. The phone number is 425-334. Is it 8171 or 7181?
8171.
Okay. Pretty good, huh?
That's good.
425-334-8171. 425-334-8171. Did you get that, Peg?
I did.
Okay.
He's all he's already in my list.
He's already there, huh?
Yeah, I've already. I have a really quick question.
Sure.
I am picking up two macaws today. They were seized for neglect last week. Their beaks, they had to remove 3 inches of beak, and they're still too long. The actual tip was threatening to go through the jugular vein. They were twisted around and into their necks. One of the birds, they're about 35 years old. They've been in the same cage for 35 years. They're just in hideous, hideous shape.
Oh, my.
They're going to come here to recover for about 8 weeks.
Bless your heart. Hmm.
So one of them seizes really bad. It's a very phobic bird. And
seizures, did you say? Seizes?
Yeah,
really bad?
Yeah. Okay. They all come to my house. She seized when she was at the vet's when she was intake, and they plugged her full of Valium. And I've got a couple syringes of Valium to give her if she seizes this afternoon. I'm curious about what you recommend as far as the size of carrier we should put her in. She was put into a cardboard box by these people that owned her, which obviously didn't work very well. We have a really big kennel for her. I thought a big one would be better. The vet here said, well, no, she wants her in a smaller one.
That's
and
personal
so,
preference, I guess. I'd rather have them have some space.
That would
so
be,
they don't
okay.
bend their tail if there is a tail left.
Not much left
not
of
much,
that.
Then it probably wouldn't matter as much then if it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, she's
one.
Worried about breaking wings if she sees in a big cage. Now she has a low normal calcium, which is like a miracle because they've been in a dark room for 30 years.
Right. Well, they can still have calcium seizures even when they have low normal because they're not utilizing their calcium. It might be in the bloodstream, but it might not be in the tissues. So.
Okay. All right.
Is she on a calcium supplement?
Bird hasn't been on anything.
Well, I mean,
well
no.
in the
yeah.
last week, yeah.
Right.
No, not much yet. They've been in the pound for a week.
All right. Well, you should try to get. Are they coming tomorrow? You said.
I'm picking them up this afternoon.
Oh, today. Okay. So
yeah, pray.
We should get you a prescription for neocalglucon to put in their water too, because they. And I think that.
Yeah, well, I'll be giving them lots of good calcium stuff and get some D3 in them and. Get some. I don't know how much the lights are going to help, but I'm getting some avian lights. Those reports are a little wishy-washy. But
homeopathic remedies do a really, really good job for epilepsy if you can determine what the situation's all about.
Okay, well, I got a second one that we'll talk about, too.
Yeah, so you may have a longer phone consultation.
I hate to drug them if they don't need it, because, you know,
yeah, I do too.
They won't eat and they'll fall over and it, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah. Well, she did okay with that when she was drugged before, so I don't know.
Just for general purposes, we know, like, if a dog has epileptic seizures, often they're put on anti-seizure medication. Mm-hmm. Do you use anti-seizure medications with birds?
You could.
You can? Okay.
You could,
yeah.
Sure.
But most you're saying you don't to drug them, Dr. Doug, unless as a last resort.
Well,
back
to my conventional medicine days, I did that all the time, and I get referrals all the time from animals that are on those medications already, and we try to wean them off over time. We're quite successful. It doesn't cure all of them at all, but reduce the amount of medicine, the amount of times you have to give it.
If somebody's listening out there has an animal with seizures and they're uncomfortable with a toxic chemical treatment, it is worth pursuing working with a holistic veterinarian, especially one that's as knowledgeable as you with homeopathy, because I think you used everything like diet and all kinds of things to address seizure activity, and it's worth it because you may be able to get the animal off those medications. Sounds great.
Yeah, it takes time. It really takes time.
All right, Peg, are you good?
I'm good. Thanks.
All right, thanks
appreciate
for calling Animal World.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's next up, we are going to, we're going to your neighborhood, Doug, Lake Stevens. We're talking to Lynn. Lynn, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Dr. Yearout. I'm calling for my daughter's dog, Yeti, and he has this, he scratches quite a lot and chews all over, and he chews mainly at his feet, and he doesn't have any signs of fleas. And
what kind of dog is Yeti?
Pardon?
What kind of dog is Yeti?
A Maltese.
Okay. And do you know how old he is?
Oh, gee, I guess maybe 6 years.
Okay. A neutered male?
It's a female.
Female. Spayed female?
What female?
Is she's been spayed?
Yes.
Okay. And she's licking her feet, you said?
Yes. And she chews it, and the color kind of changes on her, I guess from the saliva, but she also scratches all the other parts of her body, but it's mainly the feet.
Mm-hmm. And you say you know she doesn't have fleas?
No, she doesn't have fleas.
Okay.
Well, that's a condition called atopy, A-T-O-P-Y. That's the way dogs express their allergies severely. When they have atopy, they're allergic to something or so many things, or things mixed together. There's periods of the time of year that are worse than others. The springtime often is worse for a lot of dogs because of the pollens. It can be related to diet. It can be things that you put on her body, vaccinations, all kinds of things are the cause. But she's itchy in those places because that's where there's the most nerve endings, and the histamine flows in the body like a bee sting, and the feet are itchy and burny and stingy or whatever she's feeling, and she'll probably scratch her face a lot. And like you said, it stains, the fur stains from the saliva, and she's a Maltese, so she's white, and that shows up.
Yeah, so the hair turns kind of rusty, dark.
From the iron
color.
In the saliva.
Iron in the saliva changes white hair to kind of a red-brown.
Maltese have a lot higher amount of allergies than a lot of species of or breeds of dogs do.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, I didn't know.
Has she ever been sick with anything else, or has she just always been itchy?
She hasn't been sick as far as I know, just itchy. And
does the itch get worse each year, or is it about the same?
It gets about worse, say, each year.
The older you get, the more allergic you get, the more sensitive you get. So does she get annual vaccines at all, do you recall?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to stop doing that. Those annual vaccines are one of the huge culprits behind these allergies.
Oh.
And what kind of food do you feed her?
The wet food is called, it's a beef, Wysong, and then some type of dry food. I don't know the name of it. I was just wondering what you would suggest if it's the wrong food.
I like Wysong. Wysong's a great brand.
Yeah, Wysong's a very good brand, but beef could be an allergen.
She could be allergic to the beef. You might try a different protein for a while, and you have to know that the different kinds of proteins that you might be allergic to in the cooked state, they may not be allergic to that protein in the uncooked state. So I try to get all these allergy dogs on a raw diet. Okay, you know, I start out occasionally and then work your way up a little bit more, and get them onto an uncooked, home-prepared diet. Or there's lots of commercial ones around that you can get buy in this pet store frozen.
Frozen raw food
is easy to come by these days in quality pet stores. Well, you're in Lake Stevens. Do you know of a good pet store in Lake Stevens that sells raw food?
We had a pet store there. It's not there anymore. They moved to Snohomish, so you'd have to go up north, maybe the Jones Company.
Yeah, Jones and Company Pets in Marysville, because they've got lots of freezers, so they have a lot of raw food.
But when you start a raw diet,
I
do. I have raw food at my office too. I didn't want to push myself.
Well, for heaven's sake, Valerie, slap him around. You can go to All Animals and Bird Hospital, and you can pick up raw food there.
Correct.
Well, just long you're in Lake Stevens. That's where she's calling from.
Yeah, I know. But
are you open tomorrow?
Yeah, we're open every day. We have the Raw Advantage brand. Raw Advantage. It's a wonderful, wonderful brand.
That's a fabulous brand.
Yeah, it's all organic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you have to start slow. She should get some enzymes for digestion, along with changing her diet. And we need to talk a longer amount of time to find out what it is that she might be allergic to. Sometimes it doesn't really matter what they're allergic to, because you're never going to get rid of it anyway, like dust mites and cat dander if the cat lives there, or the pollen in your yard that comes. You're not going to cut all your trees down like some people I know. So,
yeah, I don't know how you feel about this, Doug, but I, since becoming aware of Pleckner's work, you know, mm-hmm. back in the 80s, the first thing I always look at with allergies is what the dog is eating, which of course is where you went, because if my understanding is if their immune system is already busy dealing with food they're eating, it's not going to be able to deal with other stuff very well. No. And so you got to feed them anyway, so you might as well get to a simple and hypoallergenic diet as you can. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there isn't just one hypoallergenic diet that works for everybody, because they're all individuals. So, Lynn, you know, your daughter may want to schedule a consultation and get this dog in to see Dr. Doug.
Okay.
You know, because there's just so much to help her understand. There is a resolution, though, isn't there, Doug, to this licking the feet and scratching?
Absolutely. All allergies start with the gut, but then it's also deeper than that, because you have to turn the body's response off. That's what they do with the chemicals that conventional drugs are used to try to depress or suppress the allergy response. And I try to get the body to turn the button off. So that they don't respond to that. They don't have any need to respond to that. They're only doing it that way because they're so imbalanced.
Oh. What's your phone number there at your office?
425-334-8171.
So it's All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. Dr. Doug Yearout, and the phone number is 425-334-8171.
Yeah. What did you say on the dry food that you would recommend? Or?
Well, I was assuming you said dry, and it was probably Wysong 2, or is it not? Or?
I don't know what the dry food is.
A premium brand of dry dog food, of course, not a less than more inexpensive one that has a whole bunch of byproducts and chemical toxins in it. But I like to try to get them down off of the dry food and off of the canned food as much as possible, like I said.
Oh, all right.
It takes time.
Yeah, so there's lots of great dry foods out there.
There's
and good
a lot
quality
of great dry
ones,
foods.
But
right.
They're all in all different kinds of combinations of ingredients. And that's why your daughter really needs to work with someone like Dr. Doug, who can educate her as to how to pick the appropriate diet and how to get this dog switched over to what's going to work for it. Does that make sense to you, Lynn?
Yes, yes, it does.
A hypoallergenic diet means that they haven't had any expectation or exposure to that kind of protein before. It's called a novel protein. That's why you see diets that have ostrich in it and bush baby and all kinds of other things.
Yeah, brush tail and venison. Yeah. And.
But if your dog's never eaten lamb, then lamb would be okay. If your dog's never eaten chicken would be okay. But there probably is, it should probably be a grain-free diet, because corn and soy and wheat and all that kind of thing is incriminated in lots and lots of allergy.
Yeah, so see, Lynn, we can't specifically tell you about the foods because we don't know specifically what your daughter's feeding now or what the history is of what this dog has been eating.
Oh, okay.
See, so that's why she's going to have to talk to somebody about this because she has to provide more information. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so have her give Dr. Yearout a call.
Okay, could I ask one more question?
Sure.
Do you treat turtles and lizards at all?
Absolutely.
Do you got a turtle or a lizard question?
Yeah, her son does.
Ah, so what's going on? What do you need help with?
Oh, just in case they run into a problem.
Oh, okay. You're not aware of a problem they have right now.
Oh, not yet.
So you do turtles and lizards, huh?
I do turtles and lizards, you know, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And
oh, my gosh.
And turtles and
okay.
lizards and
what
iguanas.
Makes a puppy dog's tails and lizards and snails and...
Oh, lizard, snails, and puppy dog tails.
Yeah,
what is that?
Yeah.
That is, I remember
that's
that.
That's what little boys made of?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great.
Well, he's made
I
of
really
them, so he treats
help.
Them. All right, so you can tell your daughter that the turtles and lizards can go see Dr. Doug as well.
Okay, great.
All righty. Thanks for calling
okay,
Animal
well,
World,
thank
Lynn.
You very much, Dr. You're out.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get to our promised caller. It was Connie that called about, let's tackle rawhide. Rawhide comes in all kinds of forms for our animals now. It's used as a chewable, and in most cases, they chew it up, soften it, and swallow it.
Swallow it down.
Yeah. So how do you feel about rawhide?
Well, rawhide is a great chewer, but most of the rawhide is treated with chemicals.
Yeah.
And so I don't recommend it because of the chemicals that they'll swallow when they eat the doggone stuff. And sometimes they'll chew it up into parts that they can swallow, but they're too big still to go through, and they have to sit there and slosh around in the stomach. They might get sick to their stomach. I've seen rawhide and rawhide-like parts get stuck in the intestines.
Cause a foreign body
right.
blockage,
foreign body
and they
blockage.
Don't digest fast enough for
no.
the animal to survive. And that requires surgery.
It used to require surgery, although I have to knock on wood, but there's no wood around me right now. I haven't had to remove a foreign body.
Oh, underneath.
Okay.
Underneath.
I haven't had to remove a foreign body in 10 years since I've used homeopathy exclusively. I've got all those things to pass.
Really?
No matter how big they were.
Really?
Unbelievably so.
Wow.
Tennis balls.
Wow.
Tablespoons. Full-size mice.
That's fascinating. So how many years since you have not had to do surgery on a foreign body blockage, do you
Since
think?
98.
98. Wow. So that's more than 10 years, mm-hmm. almost 12. Wow. And so I'm curious. We've got a dog presenting a blockage. You use homeopathy to...
Homeopathic remedies exclusively and provide them fluids because they're dehydrated. I don't give them anything for vomiting. I don't give them anything for pain. All the things that they need are incorporated into the remedy. So they feel better. If they need to expel it through the stomach, they will. Or the other way, it still has to get through.
It goes out one end or the other.
It's going to have to come out one way or the other, but it starts to move. I had a dog the other day, they ate a whole bunch of mattress, just a whole stomach full of mattress underneath the stuffing from underneath the mattress pad. I thought I was going to have to remove that, but it just came up and went out both ends. It's
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Unbelievably so.
Is it a specific remedy that you use? Do you use a combination of remedies? Is it something you make up for the individual animal?
It's individual for
individual.
Sure, but there's a couple that we use more often than not. One of them's from the little yellow calendula flower that people grow in their gardens, and also phosphorus, the mineral phosphorus.
Really? Because calendula, is that what you know? I think of that as a cream.
Yeah, for the skin. This is in the remedy form to go orally.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. That's pretty impressive.
But I still don't like the rawhide because of the chemicals. Not, you know, dogs will suck down pig's ears, too, and those things will get stuck. All kinds of weird stuff. If it's the freeze-dried kind of thing, like a bully stick, or the heart, or pieces of lung, or all these things.
More commonly known as a bull
penis. Right, exactly. Well, I didn't want to say that on air. But.
Oh, well, just let me at it. I'll say it. That's not one of the seven words. You didn't go to the dump button.
So
she knows the seven
words.
Yeah,
it's a food source.
Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a wonderful chew stick for a lot of animals. They smell pretty bad, you know, from what they are, but they're organic, and they're not treated with chemicals that I've seen.
The bully sticks.
I like to stay over here and buy my treats and toys from American-made companies. There's an awful lot of stuff that you can get from overseas.
I see. You mean stay over here? You mean purchase products that have been
made in America, right?
Processed in the United States.
Not just for patriotism, but because they're better quality.
Ah, okay.
There's so many chemicals in chicken strips and raw hides and all kinds of other things that come from other foreign countries, and you can't tell by looking at it.
Well, and we know you can't trust what comes out of China now. I mean, after everything that's...
Yeah, I don't. If it has that on there, I don't use it at all. But
So you're basically opposed to rawhide, and I would say, you know...
Rawhide in all forms.
Yeah. Aunt Martha, absolutely no. And I've been saying this for years. I'm going to keep saying it. For all the reasons that Doug talked about, the chemicals that the rawhide is treated with, I'm most concerned about the fact that they can soften up, swallow in pieces, and it gets stuck and mm-hmm. can't come out. Glad to know that we can go to Doug for something other than emergency surgery. But... it also is made from beef, often an allergen. There's a chemical reaction related to aggression related mm-hmm. to beef. So I think that the pig's ears tend to digest a little faster than the rawhide, but they aren't good nutritionally. And you've seen them cause problems, the pig ears.
I've actually seen worse problems with the pig's ears.
Worse problems with the pig ears. And then but the bull penises... The bully sticks. Sounds like you feel good about those.
The only thing bad with bully sticks is if you have two different sized dogs, and so you get a bully stick to feed the big dog, and he leaves a chunk of it. Or if you get a small dog,
right, and the big one gets the
small
one.
And then he says, "Oh, I don't need to chew this. I'll just swallow the chunk."
Yeah.
But still, they tend to digest better. Even if they're stuck in the stomach, they'll digest.
Yeah, and I have to say, years ago, when I really did some extensive research on this, Sandy and I, the one chewable that we picked in this department that we said, you know, we agreed with were the bully sticks. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're all in agreement on that.
Yeah.
And... so, you know, a lot of you go into a lot of veterinary hospitals, you see those denta pieces that are rawhide things in plastic bags that are supposed to help with teeth. What about those? Are those in the same category?
Though they're rawhide, they're probably not treated with some bad chemicals like the store-bought stuff, but still, they can get stuck.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs don't chew things like that properly. They gobble them down. The gobbling dogs are the ones you need to worry about. Same with the greenies. When greenies used to be bad, they were bad more because they swallowed chunks than it was because of what was in them.
Right, right.
They didn't
and the
chew
chunks
it all
just
well
wouldn't
enough.
Digest quickly.
Fast enough,
they'd
right.
get stuck in the intestinal tract. And I think then one of the big problems with the greenies was ordinarily you can just snap an X-ray and see a foreign
Can't
body,
see a
but
greenie.
The greenies don't show up on X-ray. Why?
No.
Why is that?
Well, the X-rays just go right through them. They're made out of a gelatin. But you can give barium a dye.
Right, but you know
where things aren't.
I was talking about that when that whole greenie thing came up, because we had several listeners that actually lost dogs. Dogs died mm-hmm. because of a foreign body blockage with a greenie. And in chatting about that on the air, what I realized, because the 20 years I spent in veterinary medicine were like 20 years ago or more, way back when. But so in like the 70s... it was state of the art. If, you know, the vet I worked for 11 years, if there's any question about what was going on and if there's any kind of blockage, a barium X-ray was the first thing that was done.
Right.
And what he always, you know, said was, you know, if there's nothing there, whatever the gastrointestinal upset is, the barium's probably going to heal it. Because it's so thick and chalky, I guess it would coat everything.
Yeah, barium coats things like you see the pictures of Pepto-Bismol on the TV. And it does help a lot of inflammations.
So that was like standard practice way back then was, you know, barium swallow, see if there's anything stuck, and if not, it'll probably solve the gastritis. And it always did, and we found the blockages very quickly. Mm-hmm. But in these cases of the greenies here, like within the last 10 years, these dogs died before anyone even thought about doing a barium series of x-rays. So I kind of wonder, has that, like, do people just not do that? Do vets just not do that much anymore?
No, it's exactly the same. That part hasn't changed.
Hmm. Yeah, well, because I wonder then why we lost so many of these dogs. Because,
well, they were little dogs, and they were not, none of them were big dogs, were they, that called for you?
I don't recall.
They're usually little dogs.
Yeah, okay.
And the greenie just packs in there, and it's a horrible foreign body, and pushes on the tissues. And
all right, let's see. We got another caller from Lake Stevens here. And before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors and do current events, I think we can push back. We've got a few minutes before we have to do that, because there's not a lot of new stuff on the current events list. So let's see what's on Renee's mind. Renee from Lake Stevens, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hi. I have a snoodle that keeps getting out in the yard in the blackberry bushes.
Snoodle, that would be a schnauzer poodle?
Right.
Okay, how old?
He's about four.
4 years old, neutered male?
Yes.
And what's his name?
His name is Dexter.
Dexter, okay. And you were saying Dexter gets out in the yard?
Right.
And what does he do? What's the problem?
Well, he gets in the blackberry bushes. I mean, I've tried everything, getting rid of the blackberry bushes, but there's just so many of them. And he gets all these scratches over him. And I was, you know, one thing I tried to do is put vitamin E on it. And, you know, I just wondered what to put on these scratches on the dog.
Oh, okay.
Well, my favorite thing is calendula, as Martha had described earlier.
Oh, you mentioned that as a homeopathic, but
yeah,
now you're talking
on the ointment. On the ointment or gel.
Okay, calendula ointment.
Calendula, C-A-L-E-N-D-U-L-A. It comes in a clear gel. It's good for burns and scratches and all those kinds of things.
Did you get that, Renee?
Yes, I did. Calendula.
C-A-L-E-N-D-U-L-A. D-U-L-A. Calendula.
Okay.
You want the ointment or gel?
Yes, I have that in my office, too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, Dr. Dove's got it, because you're in Lake Stevens, right, Renee?
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
So All Animals and Bird Hospital, do you know where he is on Vernon Road?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you can get the calendula gel then from Dr. Doug's office.
I have gel and ointment. And then I'll use aloe vera, too, as well, if you have aloe vera gel. That's wonderful for scratches.
Aloe vera, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay, and then if you don't have anything and something's really painful, like a new scratch, you can take 2 green tea bags and a cup of water and make a nice, warm, green, strong tea. And take that and put it on cotton balls and apply it to the scratches. It takes the red out and takes the itching out.
Really?
And, yeah.
Okay.
It's very helpful.
That's good to know.
So what, you just, like 2 tea bags
and 2 tea bags.
You
could even
water.
Use the tea bags instead of the cotton ball, you know, and just take it and
get the tea bag,
put
a
right
wet
on the
tea
skin.
Bag and put it right on the skin.
Strong
and
tea.
So is it like a natural anti-inflammatory?
It's a natural anti-inflammatory and astringent for those kinds.
Yeah.
It's really nice for those scratches.
Wow.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay,
thank you very much.
So you've got calendula ointment or gel, which you can get at Dr. Doug's office, aloe vera gel or lotion, or the green tea bags.
Green tea bags.
So I think we got you covered.
I'll do that.
All righty. Thanks, Renee.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will come back with a quick current events. We'll turn this hour right around. We've got another full hour with Dr. Doug Yearout. We will continue our discussion. We covered rawhide, but we got to do milk bones and VitaBones.
Okay.
So we'll do that. And seems to me there's some other stuff we need to talk about, but I don't know. We'll figure that out. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home-cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food are exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing. The balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a missing link formula for dogs, one for cats. There is a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a horse formula and missing link plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including a Fundamentals of Animal Massage workshop scheduled for May 2nd in Abbotsford, B.C., and May 16th and 30th locally in Redmond. For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Meg.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right, very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/optigest for more information.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to muttmanagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out muttmanagers.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Tell your friends the place to be is Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm here. Valerie just didn't turn me on. She forgot, but I'm now working again. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Except today we're out at 1145, so if you're thinking about calling for Dr. Doug, you better. How are we doing on book giveaways and stuff?
I haven't given any books away.
Hey, we got two copies of Food Pets Die For by Ann Martin, and we've got two copies of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, Dr. Al Pluckner. So you can call us anytime, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And Valerie may just put you on hold until she can get in the other room to talk to you, so just hold on.
Okay.
Our Soul Spa giveaway, though, we did that. Congratulations to our winner.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we get to current events? Speaking of entertainment, all right, I got two new items on current events. First item, and all about Jeff and Freedom. You know, Doug, do you know who Jeff Guidry is from Sarvia and Freedom the Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
And, Jeff's book. After the email story circulated all over the place, he got picked up by a huge publisher, HarperCollins, and the book comes out this month. And I'm really excited because we're doing the kickoff, Jeff Guidry's book about freedom, his relationship with Freedom the Eagle. We are doing our kickoff show on Sunday, May 16th. Jeff and Freedom will be in the studio with us. The publisher is being so generous. We're giving away 5 books an hour. Wow, we're going to have a real party on the 16th. Anyway, there's going to be a pre-party on Saturday, May 15th at 11 a.m. at Adopt-A-Stream Foundation's Northwest Stream Center in Snohomish County's McCollum Park. I don't know where McCollum Park is, Doug. Do you know where
that is?
It's
right off 128th Street.
Oh, is it? Oh,
off the freeway, yeah.
At any rate, Jeff and Freedom will be there at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 15th. He will be doing a book kickoff and signing, I'm sure, a lot of program that is absolutely phenomenal whenever Jeff and Freedom are out in public. Apparently, it's $5 tickets, and they want you to call for reservations. So for Saturday, May 15th at 11, Adopt-A-Stream Foundation's Northwest Stream Center in Snohomish County's McCollum Park. You can call for reservations at 425-316-8592. 425-316-8592. Then, hot off the presses, I just got this last night. I haven't even gotten it to Rhonda yet, but Equine Rescue Alliance is having a memorial fundraiser. Will be on May 29th. From 12 to 5, it will be at their facility in Marysville. And they say, come join us in memory of our founder, Dr. Val Moore, as you spend an afternoon with pony rides, raffles, a petting zoo, and refreshments at the Equine Rescue Alliance in Marysville. The pony rides are only $5. And if you need more information, you can call them at 360-658-5494. That's 360-658-5494. Or go to the website, www.era-horsehaven.org. And this is not on my website current events list yet because it just got faxed to me last night and Rhonda doesn't have it yet, but she will, and we'll get that up soon. All right, let's see. What else have we got? The Homeward Pet Adoption Spay and Neuter Program continues through May. Meow's 2010 auction fundraiser will be this year on Saturday, July 17th, so mark your calendars for that. The Animal Disaster Response Training Workshops, May 15th and 16th, are at the North Bend Fire Training Academy. 7th Annual Average Joe Cat Show to benefit Perfect Pals is on May 15th at the Shoreline Community Center. And the third Dine Out Day to benefit Perfect Pals is May 19th. And the participating restaurants this year are Amici Bistro in Mukilteo, George's Place in Kirkland, and Cabbage Patch in Snohomish. And then mark your calendars for the annual Black Cat Ball fundraiser for Perfect Pals is on October 23rd this year. All right, that pretty much wraps up current events, and which means we pretty much wrap up this hour of Animal World as well. Now, we are just going to turn this hour right around and go right back to the phones. It is Vet Sunday. Dr. Doug Yearout is here from All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. And you don't have to live in Lake Stevens to call him.
No,
you,
absolutely not.
You can call
not.
From anywhere else. We're kind of surprised we're getting all these calls from Lake Stevens. It's kind of cool. But anyway, you can call from anywhere, and you can call about anything in an animal suit or a fish suit or a bird suit. Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, you mm-hmm. name it. Dr. Doug treats it, and we'd love to hear from you. So we also have books to give away, Food Pets Die For, and Pets at Risk. Call us for any of those things. Valerie just may put you on hold until she can get in the other room to talk to you. So hold on to your lines. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, and email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Vet Sunday with Dr. Doug Yearout continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.